Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
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 Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Sunday fellowship. nothing make us dwindle. The fellowshipping together as the group of Hebrews, chapter 10, please. Encourage our brothers and sisters who might be comfortable and call them, please. Let's not try to communicating with one another. It's very, very important. Sometimes people wait until something happens. That's when they get in touch with each other. It should not be. It should always be in correspondence with each other. And if we are busy when they leave a message, try and get back with them. May the Lord help us in Jesus' name. The other and the one has to do with, we are still hoping that we will start to have an interview. But I will talk with everyone, and particularly those in leadership, to see how we can commence it. And also, say that God will a space. We are looking for a space. And if you are able to help us also check for an affordable space in any of the community centers in this area, I would appreciate that. We would really get our first meeting going to an affordable place. So please, let us have that in mind and also to pray about it and act on it. That is not something that the pastor only has to do. As many as can be have what we put for, let's do that. May the Lord help us in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And then we must have witnessing. And then I came to telling people about ministry. Some people think because we are not a big ministry, then we cannot talk about what God is doing. God is not interested in size. He's interested in our commitment. Our commitment is very, very important. Commitment to God and commitment to one another. May the Lord help us in Jesus' name. And this time, we shall get into the next supper, the communion. Wherever you are, be ready to fellowship with us in this very important service. 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 23 says, "For I pass on to you what I received from the on the night when he was afraid, the Lord Jesus took and gave thanks to God for it. Then he broke it in pieces. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Anyway, he took the cup of wine. After supper, saying, "This is the new covenant between God and his people, an agreement confirmed with my blood. Do this in remembrance of me as often as you drink it." When I was meditating on this scripture this week, I look at it, a thought that came to my mind was the Apostle Paul, and not one of the initial because it was after Jesus had actually ascended into heaven, and the church of Jesus as we thought, that we eventually know the Lord. Remember his experience when he was going to Damascus to persecute the Christians. He says here, for I fast and do what I would speak from the Lord himself. We need the words we receive from others from the Lord himself. Even though he was not among the disciples, he eventually had an encounter with the Lord, had met the Lord. God had revealed himself, not just on the way to Damascus, but there in the Arabian desert. And he ministered to the Lord. Directly from them. So when he says, I pass on to you what I receive from the Lord himself. This is very profound. What we are doing now is very important. It's very important. So let us not take the breaking of the bread and participating in this covenant lightly. May the Lord help us in Jesus' name.
Amen.
And you will take bread that typifies the body of Christ's power. Lord, we make a declaration like your word is faith, that this is what we have received of you. And so we present it to ourselves and everyone. And if you are continuing to do this in remembrance of you, may this broken body be a cause of strength. May it, Almighty God, give life, because it's bread of life. May it be your spiritual, emotional, physical, and all kinds of infirmity. And so, Lord, let it be in the name of our Lord. Amen.
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 A gift of the broken way, which signifies the body of Jesus Christ. So, Lord, we give thanks. We thank you for this cup, the true covenant in the Lord. As we partake of this moment, God, just take this covenant lightly. May we not take our relationship with you lightly. May we not take one another lightly. May we see the union that we have here. Let our relationship be not, Almighty Father, lose heart. May we not in any way, Almighty God, become redundant. But may we be found in season and out of season, in your service, and in your service to one another, in the name of the Lord. Amen.
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 May we drink of this cup of the new covenant together. The Lord bless you.
Amen.
The Lord look at the side of the year. The Lord speak. And the Lord feed you.
Amen.
Amen.
At this time, without much ado, everything more to the glory of the and the temptation ever be distracted at all. I present to you the using today or scripture or the principle about the heart of God. Quite a this message, whatever God makes in the heart of the man of God, is not only for Father, it's for all of us. God wants us. So I present to you the messenger of God. Part of what God came with, who is always willing to minister to God and to serve God's people. Archbishop S.B. Okoro, we hand over to you now.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Happy Father's Day to everybody. Happy Father's Day to everyone. Yeah, we thank God for today. We give him glory, honor, and adoration. I wonder, can we sing this song? This song says, our Father who is in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Our Father, who art in heaven. Amen. Hallowed be thy name. Hallowed be thy name. Hallowed be thy name, hallowed be thy name. Amen. Hallelujah. God is good. Yes. We thank God for today. Yeah, it's a special day. For the past couple of weeks, I've been making research about Father's Day, and I found out that it is more than we are saying and doing now. It's very, 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 very more important than even Mother's Day, and I tell you, God is going to bless every one of us today in the name of Jesus. Yeah. And I found out that fathers are representing God in the family, especially when it is Christian fathers, Christian parents. The father is the pastor of the family, the leader of the family. So God recognizes the father. And there's so much authority God has placed in Father, which many people have not even looked into. By the grace of God, we are going to discover them in the scriptures in this next couple of minutes we're going to be sharing. Our topic is honoring our Father. Honoring our Father. And I took my text from Genesis chapter 9. Genesis chapter 9 from verse 20 to the end. Genesis chapter 9 from verse 20 to the end. And our topic is honoring our Father. Honoring our Father. I'm going to read through quickly. It says, and Noah began to be an husbandman, and he planted a vineyard, and he drank of the wine, and was drunk, and he was uncovered within his tent. And Ham, the father of Canaan, saw the nakedness of his father, and told his two brethren without. And Shem and Japheth took a garment, and laid it upon both their children, and went backward and covered the nakedness of their father. And their faces were backward, and they saw not their father's nakedness. And Noah awoke from his wine, and knew what his younger son had done unto him. And he said, cursed be Canaan, the servant of servants, shall he be unto his brethren. He said, blessed be the Lord God of Shem, and Canaan shall be his servant. God shall enlarge Japheth, and he shall dwell in the tents of Shem, and Canaan shall be his servant. Amen.
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 This is what happened in the days of Noah. Noah got drunk, and he was naked, fell down naked, while he was there, helpless. His son, Ham, Noah had three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Noah had three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. The one who saw his father in this condition was Ham. Ham didn't cover his father's nakedness. He rather went to tell Shem and Japheth. Shem and Japheth covered their father's nakedness, and they made sure their father's nakedness was not seen by them. They covered their father's nakedness. And when Noah got up from his drunkenness, he remembered what the son Ham has done. And the Bible says that Noah pronounced curses upon Ham. If you see those curses there, Genesis chapter 9, verse 20 to the end, Noah pronounced those curses on Ham. And then he turned to Shem and Japheth and pronounced blessings on Shem and Japheth. And Ham lived to be what was said over him, while Shem and Japheth lived to be what was said over both of them. Now, what are we learning from this passage? There's so much to learn. You saw your father's nakedness and you didn't cover it. You didn't care. Who is your father? Your father is anyone in authority that is around you. Your father is your biological father. Your father is your pastor. Your father is your leader. Your father is anyone around you that is matured and plays a fatherly role in your life is your father. So, Ham, you saw your father's nakedness and you did nothing about it. Shem and Japheth saw the same nakedness and they covered it. The question I'm asking today, if you see your father's nakedness, will you cover it? Will you protect your father? We're talking about honoring our father. Are we honoring our father? We need to honor our father. If you honor your fathers and your mothers, that your days will be long in the land. Your father is very important. He plays the role of God in the family. Your father cares for you. Your father is concerned about you. Your father is your leader. Your father is concerned about you. He's doing things to make sure you are established. And you didn't care. You exposed his nakedness. You let the world know his weaknesses. May God have mercy upon us in Jesus' name.
Amen.
We are our brother's keepers. We are the ones who are to honor our fathers and our mothers. In Genesis 49, you see Jacob was old and he wanted to bless his children. And he got all his sons together and he began to pray over them. When he got to Reuben, Genesis 49, when he got to Reuben, he pronounced curse upon Reuben. Why did he pronounce curse upon Reuben? Because Reuben committed adultery with his wife while he was still alive. So Jacob pronounced curse upon Reuben. Say, thou shalt not excel. Genesis 49. Say, Reuben, you will not excel. And yours truly, Reuben did not excel. All the other sons did well, but not Reuben. The same Jacob pronounced blessings upon Ephraim and not Manasseh. Then you begin to wonder, why is the blessing going to the junior one and not the senior one? Because Cain and Abel, this is Cain and Abel. Cain was senior, Abel was junior. Abel's offering was accepted and the blessing followed Abel. Jacob and Esau was the senior, Jacob was the junior. The blessing came upon Jacob and Esau was rejected. And now, here are the 12 sons of Jacob. Every one of them was blessed except Reuben, the first son. He didn't stop there. We came up to Ephraim and Manasseh. Manasseh was the senior. Ephraim was the junior. The blessing came upon Ephraim and not Manasseh. What is God telling us? The latter rain shall be greater than the former rain. The latter rain shall be greater than the former rain. The latter rain shall be greater than the former rain. That means whatever God has done before is going to be small compared with what God is about to do. I have not seen, ear have not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man what God has prepared for the people. So God has so much in stock for you. God has so much in stock for you. And I pray today that the blessings of God rest upon your life in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray today that the Father's blessings rest upon you in the name of Jesus Christ. The Father's blessing. Isaac was old and he was about to leave the earth, Isaac. And he called his son, Jacob, he said, go and get me venison, call Esau. Get me a meal, let me eat a meal from you so that I can bless you. So Jacob went and got the meal instead and took the blessing and ran away. When Esau came back, Rebekah was the one who played the trick. And Esau regretted he had missed the blessing. The question I'm asking is this. So a father can be so important that what he said over the children was what they became. Because if you look at Genesis 49, everything Jacob said over those children was what they became. Now go back to Cain and Abel. Go back to Jacob and Esau. It was the same. Go back to Ephraim and Manasseh. It was the same. Everything the father said over the child was what the child became. which means death and life are in the power of our tongue. We are like God. We are made in the image and in the likeness of God. So we shall decree a thing and it shall be established. What are we learning there? We should be very careful how we handle our father. When I say father, there is your biological father. Some people still have their biological fathers around. That's okay. Some people don't have their biological fathers. Their biological fathers are gone. Now, who is your father? Your father now becomes, God is your father, but you have other people who are fathering you. There are other people who play fathering roles in your life. Maybe your pastor, maybe your leader, maybe your community leader, maybe someone in authority around you, they play fatherly roles in your life. You know it. How are we honoring them? How are we respecting them? How do we give them the respect, the honor, and the, what are we doing to encourage them, to make them happy? Jacob said, prepare me a meal. Prepare me a meal. That meal, I'm going to eat it while I am happy. I will bless you. There is so much in that passage. Prepare me a venison, a meal, Genesis 27. I will eat it, and when my soul is happy, I will bless you. I pray, God, this is wonderful. I want to ask you one question. Do you want an angry person to pray for you? I want to ask you a question. Do you want an angry person to pray for you? The answer is no. We wouldn't like an angry person to pray for us. But if you make somebody happy, you see, Jacob said, bring me a meal, a venison, the type of meal you know that I like. Bring it to me. I'm going to eat it, and then I will bless you before I die. Which means I don't just want to pray this prayer just carelessly. I want to pray this prayer when my spirit, my soul is happy. I want this prayer to go all the way through. That is why I want you to bring me a food that I will eat and I will be happy. Is it that Isaac did not have food? Isaac had food. Rebecca had been cooking food. But this is a seed. This is something you will do that will provoke the miracle. This is something that we do that will mobilize the power of God. This is something that we do that will make God to go into action. Bring me that meal. And as I read through the Bible, I see this phenomenon. I see this, okay, Prophet Elijah said, give me that food, let me eat it. He did not pray before the food was given before he prayed. This order is in the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Do this, then God will say, give and you shall receive. Sow and you shall reap. You know, these are God's principles. These are God's methods. These are God's ways. Are we going to run away from God's methods, God's ways of doing things? Are we going to run away? No. God's way is do something that will move God. Jacob said, bring that food to me. I'm going to eat it. When my soul, my spirit is happy, that's when I will pray this prayer. I don't just want, I've seen people pray. But I've seen people pray special prayers. And you will know that this is prayer beyond prayer. Jacob was saying is that, I don't just want to pray carelessly. I don't just want to pray, just pray. No. I want to pray a prayer that will touch heaven for you. I want you to create a vacuum that I will feel. God will feel that vacuum. So you go out of your way and prepare this meal and bring it to me. I'm going to eat it. My soul will be happy. That's Genesis 27. As I meditated on that today, I said, God, you are teaching us something there. So they brought the meal. And so Jacob pronounced blessing upon Isaac pronounced blessings upon Jacob, and Jacob carried those blessings and went away with it. When Esau came back, there was no much to say again. They didn't get anything. But Jacob had carried the blessing and went away with it. May that be your story. May you receive your blessings in the name of Jesus Christ. God is telling me something we are going to do. We here in Christ Evangelical Ministry, God is laying my heart, something we're going to do. Between now and this next Sunday coming, God laid my heart that every one of us in Christ Evangelical Ministry, we should sow a special seed into the life of the man of God. This special seed will be something you are going to give to the man of God, our honorable Father in the Lord, Bishop Okona Kwawo. As a seed, not that he asking you, he didn't ask you, he's not telling you to do it, he's not asking you to do it, but the Spirit of God is speaking to me that we all should do this. I'm going to do my own. Before Sunday, I'm going to send myself down there. See? Every one of us is going to sow a seed that will provoke the miracle of God, the blessing of God. We're going to give something, whatever comes to your heart. Just like Jacob, we are going to cook a meal. You take something and sow in the life of the man of God. And the man of God is going to pray a fatherly prayer, just like Isaac did to Jacob. He's going to pray. Not that he doesn't need this before he will pray. He has always prayed. He will continue to pray. He's praying. But I want us to use this opportunity of the Father's Day to do what they did in the Bible. Prepare me a meal. Genesis 27, verse 4 to 8. Prepare me a meal, a venison, a savory food. I'm going to eat it. Me, Isaac, your father, I'm going to eat it. My soul will be happy. And that is when I will pronounce the Father's blessing upon you. These things happen. David Oedipo was testifying. David Oedipo said he gathered his tithes and went to Bethel de la Rosa in Benin City. Say, God told me to bring all my tithes and give to you, Bethel de la Rosa. You pray over me. Lazar took his olive oil, anointed David Oedipo, and he said, You David Oedipo, me, Bethel de la Rosa, I use car to preach the gospel. But you, David Oedipo, you will use aeroplane to preach the gospel. Then Oedipo was still in Kaduna. He was still in Kaduna then. He was just managing, just struggling then. There was nothing yet. David Oedipo gave this testimony. Said, when I saw that scene, and Benjamin Dauda prayed over me, I knew that something had happened. You see, these things are real. They are real. I'm telling you that God is speaking to us from this message. So is he that God will use. The man of God does not even ask you. The man of God is not even asking you. I know he does not do things like that. But we want to use this opportunity between now and Sunday, between now and this Sunday coming, everybody in Christ Evangelical Ministry, who is in the life of the man of God, our honorable Father in the Lord, Bishop Okona Kwavo, so that seed, you want to send it by Zelle, you want to mail it, or you want to drive down there and put it in the mailbox or whatever. Let the Spirit of God lead you however you want to do it. Me, I want to use the Zelle. I'll use the Zelle before. I'm going to use the Zelle to send my own before Sunday. When we are sowing seed like this, the man of God is going to pray a special prayer over us. He does not need your seed before he will pray a special prayer. But let us follow the Bible. Let us follow the biblical method, the biblical way of doing things. How does he use his money? The money is for the work of God. It's for the ministry. It's for the development of the ministry. So I want us to practice this thing. It's taken from Genesis 27, from verse 4 to 8. Isaac told his son, said, go and bring me a meal. I'm going to eat it, and then I will pronounce the father's blessings upon you. And it worked. And the Bible says that Jacob became prosperous, and so on and so forth. Yes, we are going to pray now. Our time is up. We are going to pray. God, help me to honor my father. God, help me to honor my father. The Bible says, honor your father and your mother so that your day will be long in the land. When you honor your father and your mother, your day will be long in the land. Yes, I want us to pray that prayer. Everybody, everybody, come on, let us go now. Yes, in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, Lord. Help us to honor our fathers and our mothers. Hey, the Messiah. Aramasayah. Help us to honor our fathers and our mothers, Lord. Yes, Lord. Our day will be long in the land, oh God. Hey, Rabasaya. Yandoro Bokondo Ribaba. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We give you praise. We give you honor and adoration. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Heavenly Father, thy will be done. 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 Heavenly Father, we thank you for your word that has come forth. We thank you, Lord, for speaking to us from your word, that we should honor our fathers and our mothers. Though some of us, our earthly father, our biological fathers are gone, we still have fathers around us that we need to honor. And when we honor our fathers, we are blessed according to your word. And of course, it's true. We thank you, God, for this day that you gave us the opportunity to honor our fathers and our mothers. We pray, oh God, that you make us to be faithful, that we practice what your word has said. Because when we practice what the word of God has said, then we shall have results. Many people are looking for results. They are looking for answers to their prayer. Their prayer are not answered because they are not following the principles of God, the biblical principles of how to get results. We pray, oh God, that we shall be doers of your word and not just hearers alone deceiving ourselves. In the name of Jesus Christ, Father God, continue to bless every member of the Christ Evangelical Ministry. God, continue to bless your son, your servant. You have appointed to lead this fellowship in this church at this time, Lord. Continue to reach out to everyone. Those who are sick, God, heal them by your word, Lord Jesus. Those who are in need, God, meet them at their point of need. Those who need help, God, help them, oh God. Strengthen everyone. Empower your people, Lord, that your name shall be glorified. Thank you, Lord, for answering our prayer. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen and amen.
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 Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, thank God for the voice of God that I've got to do. It has been simple, simple, and direct. And so, Mighty Father, even as your messenger, your servant, as you